Now, if you're not aware, there's some serious problems with Antarctica. And when you really start looking into this continent, things get really weird. Like, why are they naming places Dome? Dome Argus, Valkyrie Dome, Dome A, Dome C. I don't know. Maybe there's a dome out there, but does anybody know who this guy is? Or this guy right here? Anybody know who this guy is? These two handsome guys are Captain Cook and James Clark Ross. They circumnavigated Antarctica, and get this, the Antarctic shoreline, we're told, is about 11,000 to 12,000 miles, and when these guys circumnavigated, it took them 60,000 miles, and up to 3 to 4 years. Are you seeing the problems that I have with this continent again? It's not a continent. It's an ice wall that surrounds us. It's about 200 feet tall and, again, about 50 to 60,000 miles long. But what's this up here? Antarctica Treaty? Huh. The Antarctic Treaty. You mean this one that's completely stopping anyone from independently exploring the Antarctic Wall and seeing if there's more resources and land out there, like Admiral Byrd suggested? That's the exact treaty that I'm talking about. And it literally writes right in it that the provisions of the present treaty shall apply to the area south of the 60th south latitude, which is this black line right here. Yeah, 100%. We are being gatekept. We're being gatekept in here by NASA for over 50 years. Here's another, thing to think about the North and South Pole. They should be pretty similar due to the tilt of the Earth and it precessing and orbiting. But one's in water and one's on ice. And the North Pole can sustain life pretty well, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of things living out in Antarctica other than some penguins hanging out on the edge. And by edge, I mean over here and in places. I don't even think that this is possible. I think only here where they'll take you on these little trips that cost $10,000, like this one right here, $13,790. And this is all they do. They come down here, you get to see some penguins, and they turn around and go home. So don't ever ask another flat earther again when anybody's going to be sailing off the edge of the Earth or where it is, because there is no edge to the Earth. All we know is there's an ice wall surrounding us that we're not allowed to go explore. And if I need to remind you, none of our ancestors thought we were on a precessing, spinning, orbiting ball chasing the sun. They actually all thought it was flat with a hard, fast firmament over our heads. But what do you think? Flat or round? Make sure to follow me.